Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. Dialogue and diplomacy is key to de-escalate tensions in West Asia, says External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in both houses of parliament. Lebanese parliament extends its term for 2 years today due to the US-Israel war with Iran. Afghanistan's Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi accuses Pakistani army generals of putting security of whole region at risk. Oil prices hit $120 per barrel level in intraday trade as West Asia conflict enters 10th day. And in women's hockey, Scotland hold India to a 2-2 draw in a Pool B match of FIH World Cup qualifier match in Hyderabad. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the government is closely monitoring the emerging developments in West Asia and relevant ministries are coordinating to ensure effective response. Making a statement in Rajya Sabha regarding the situation in West Asia, Dr. Jaishankar said that given the severity of the situation, the government is working to ensure that both the security and safety of the citizens are protected. He said the government believes that a dialogue and diplomacy continue to pursue to de-escalate in the region.
Three guiding factors of our approach. One, India is in favor of peace and urges a return to dialogue and diplomacy. We advocate de-escalation, restraint, and ensuring the safety of civilians. Two, the well-being and security of the Indian community in the region is our priority. We will continue to work with the governments of the region towards that end. And three, our national interest, including energy security and trade flows, will always be paramount.
The External Affairs Minister said MEA has set up a dedicated special control room to monitor the situation and respond to queries. He said, as of yesterday, almost 67,000 Indian nationals have returned to the country. The External Affairs Minister also made the statement in the lower house on the situation in West Asia. Delhi Airport has issued a travel advisory amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. In its advisory, the airport said that westbound international flights may face delays or changes in schedule. The Delhi Airport has advised passengers to check the latest updates with their respective airlines before heading to the airport. The Central Board of Secondary Education CBSE has postponed the Class 12th board examinations scheduled between 12th and 16th of this month in several West Asian countries. CBSE said the decision was taken after reviewing the current situation and uncertainties in the region and considering the mental stress being faced by students. The board said the situation will be reviewed again on Saturday. Just hours after Mujtaba Khamenei was named Iran's new supreme leader, Iran launched fresh missile and drone strikes targeting Israel and parts of the Gulf region, escalating tensions across West Asia. Air raid sirens were reported in Israeli cities including Tel Aviv and Haifa, and Israeli authorities said one woman was injured by debris from intercepted projectiles. Several Gulf states reported incoming Iranian missiles or drones and activation of their air defenses around this period. A report.
Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has said that strikes were part of a coordinated operation against Israeli targets and allied facilities in the region. Bahrain also reported a drone strike in the Al Mamir oil complex. Bahrain's national oil company has also declared force majeure as a conflict continues to threaten energy facilities. The developments have heightened concerns over the safety of energy infrastructure and shipping routes across the Gulf and global energy supplies, particularly through the Strait of Hormuz. Kuwait's national oil company says it has reduced crude production as a precaution amid threats to maritime routes. Oil prices surged past $100 a barrel, a 4-year high. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has pledged full support to the new leadership, saying the country is prepared for a prolonged confrontation and warning of the possibility of a highly intense 6-month war. The United States has warned that the conflict could be prolonged, while President Donald Trump said he has not ruled out deploying ground troops to secure nuclear facilities if required. Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
The Lebanese parliament has extended its term for 2 years today due to the US-Israel war with Iran. The country's state news agency said 76 legislators voted in favor, 41 voted against, and 4 abstained. Hezbollah's 13-member bloc in parliament voted in favor of the extension. Global crude oil prices surged to nearly $120 per barrel mark in early trade today, hitting levels not seen since 2022. On the other hand, domestic stock markets plunged by over 1.7%. More in this report.
The Sensex tanked 1,353 points to close at 77,566, while the Nifty dropped 422 points to settle at 24,028. Earlier today, markets opened with sharp gap down amid a surge in crude oil prices and selling across Asian markets. Market sentiment remained fragile throughout the session as geopolitical concerns kept investors on the edge. However, the indices staged a recovery from the slump witnessed in the early trade. The Sensex recovered over 1,100 points from its intraday lows, while the Nifty also recovered around 300 points from the lowest point of the session before ending in negative territory for the second consecutive session. Nishit Kumar for Akashwani News.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Afghanistan's Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi has accused the Pakistani army generals of putting the security of whole region at risk instead of resolving the country's internal issues. Muttaqi, during an iftar gathering for ambassadors of various nations in Kabul, said that Pakistan's military leadership is in conflict with the country's lawmakers, religious leaders and its people, and is trying to resolve issues through confrontation and pressure rather than holding talks. Muttaqi accused Pakistan of very ruthlessly expelling Afghan migrants, blocking trade routes, violating sovereignty of Afghanistan, and engaging in propaganda against Afghanistan at international forums. Human rights organizations say that 7 Baloch civilians have been extrajudicially killed by Pakistani forces in Balochistan. PANC, the Baloch National Movement's Human Rights Department, strongly condemned the extrajudicial killings of 2 brothers, Nadil Baloch and Sher Jan, from Avran district, after they were subjected to enforced disappearance by Pakistani security forces. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Chairman of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rabi Lamishane, and Senior Leader of the RSP, Balendra Shah, on their electoral victories and RSP's resounding success in the Nepal elections. In his telephone conversations with them, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes for their forthcoming new government and India's commitment to work with them for mutual prosperity, progress and well-being of the 2 countries. 14 migrants drowned on Turkey's Mediterranean coast today after a boat carrying them collided with a Coast Guard vessel during pursuit. According to the state-run Anadolu agency, the incident occurred off the coast of Demre in Antalya province when a boat transporting Afghan migrants attempted to escape from Coast Guard boats. In FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, India were held to a 2-2 draw by Scotland in their second Pool B match in Hyderabad this evening. Indian team was in a strong position leading 2-1 at halftime, but Scotland staged a late comeback to level the score in the third quarter and snatch a point. Yesterday, Indian team registered a commanding 4-0 victory over Uruguay. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Dialogue and diplomacy is key to de-escalate tensions in West Asia, says External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar in both houses of Parliament. Lebanese Parliament extends its term for 2 years today due to the US-Israel war with Iran. Afghanistan's Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi accuses Pakistani army generals of putting security of whole region at risk. Oil prices hit $120 per barrel level in intraday trade as West Asia conflict enters 10th day. And in women's hockey, Scotland ruled India to a 2-2 draw in a Pool B match of FIH World Cup qualifier match in Hyderabad. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.